producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits, the charts for the week of February the 22nd to the 26th, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you will find at talkers.com, where you can also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, and you can find Michael Harrison, who does a weekly podcast that is there as well, here, there, and everywhere. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. You are the man.
We are all ubiquitous.
Yes, we are.
A great word, ubiquitous. Two words I like, ubiquitous and prolific.
Really?
Yes.
You are a ubiquitous, prolific person.
Yeah, I don't just mean me. I mean all of us. Everybody is ubiquitous and prolific.
Right.
Ubiquitous means you're everywhere. Prolific means you're constantly churning out stuff.
Yeah, remember the old chicken man? He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that's one of those great old radio
things.
I'll bet you. Hey, anybody out there
doesn't remember it.
Right. Anybody out there listening to this?
Yeah.
If you're over 80 years old,
Google. Remember it. And we're a long ways from that.
Yeah, go Google Chicken Man.
Right, yeah.
And you'll hear what fun Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 60s.
Yep, ain't so much fun anymore. We'd like to make it a little bit more fun. Conversation radio, let's make it fun. We'll find out how much fun there is in the list, because Michael is right now going to go through the top topics of the week and the people who have made the list of the top 10 as well. Please, Michael!
Here we go. These are the stories that we've been talking about this past week on News Talk Radio, on radio stations across America, similar to the one you're listening to right now. At number 10, the Zika virus. At number 9, Obama's Gitmo closure plan. The Kalamazoo killer at number 8. The Oscars boycott is at number 7. At number 6, immigration and refugee policies. At number 5, the Syria conflict and Russian military involvement. At number 4, ISIS threatens Zuckerberg and Dorsey. Scalia's replacement battle underway at number 3. Number 2, Apple versus the FBI. And number 1, the big one, the giant topic, the one that encompasses everything, the one that permeates conversation both on and off the radio, at the water cooler and over dinner tables, the presidential race. The most talked about people, Jason Dalton at 10, John Kerry at 9, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey at 8. At number 7, Vladimir Putin. At number 6, Tim Cook. Number 5, Bernie. Number 4, Hillary. Number 3, Ted and Marco. Number 2, Donald. And number 1, POTUS.
All right. It always makes me want to go to the bathroom every time I hear that, for whatever the reason.
I got a very bad case of POTUS, Doug. What should
I
do?
Yes, please. And Zuckerberg and Dorsey sound like a morning radio team, don't they?
Hey, Zuckerberg and Dorsey. Chicken Man.
Yes, all those good things. All right, so let's dissect some of this. Maybe we start at the top, maybe we start at the bottom. We don't normally follow any beginning or end or top to bottom here, although the presidential race at this point, you know, the headline reads, turns nasty. It's been sort of nasty back and forth. But what I find very interesting is we were just talking as we began about how much fun we had as radio people, especially if we were jocks during the heyday of music radio. And those of us who went into the talk world brought with us, I suppose maybe skill is a word, we brought with us some of the material and the attitudes that it took to make for entertaining conversation. A lot of that has gone bye-bye because of the seriousness and the way the political world has functioned in controlling what is on most of the talk radio venues around today. And I think what I'm thinking, you see, people are going to throw things at the radio when I say this. There's a lot of corruption in our country today. We see it in politics. You see it in the Supreme Court, for example, what's coming out about Antonin Scalia and his trips paid for by the people that were oftentimes being heard in front of the Supreme Court. In fact, the last gig that he took when he died was paid for by a guy who had had business in the previous months before the Supreme Court. So that's pretty corrupt, and the power and the offer to do these things pretty corrupting. You see it with the congressmen and the senators, and the vote, for example, this week, one of the big votes in the Senate is for the so-called DARK Act, which is aimed at keeping you as a consumer from knowing what kind of food you're buying. It's yet another attempt at doing that by Monsanto and Cargill and ADM and DuPont and all of them. So you get right down to it, and you listen to things like you wonder about Mitt Romney, why he came up with that business about Trump's tax return when he was more or less guilty of the same thing. Does nobody remember?
It takes one to know one.
Any of this stuff? Yeah. And you know, there's a corruption, and these people think that they're immune from it.
Well, you got a lot of pots calling their kettles black, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's happening now, that politics has descended deeper than the mud.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen it this low in modern times.
Well, we always say it's never been lower, and then it gets lower.
Yes.
We can't imagine
yes.
it getting any worse than this, and it gets worse.
Yeah, it's really crazy, but it is getting lower. When people start accusing each other of things that they when people play dirty with each other, you know, there's a certain honor that you're supposed to have among thieves and criminals.
Yeah, right.
And you know, these guys now are forced because of Trump. Trump really is the guy that made this happen, that
mm-hmm.
took it to this new dimension.
Yep.
You know, when somebody's just going to throw at you everything they know about you at any given moment, regardless of any kind of agreement or honor or, you know, rules of the game, then it becomes really ugly because everybody has ugly stuff.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting. Ben Carson said, "Would somebody please attack me?"
Yeah, it was very funny. That was the funniest. That was one of the funniest lines
yeah.
I've ever heard.
I have a different respect and regard for him. He's not going to make a president, but I think he's a very decent guy. And nice to get to know him through this process, actually. Michael Harrison, speaking of processes, here every week at this time. For this hour, we review the items that are in the big story category and the people category, and then go off into discussions of other things that would happen on some of the better news talk radio programs and stations with some of the really good hosts. We continue in that vein in a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
Cell phones, tablets, and PCs are practically lifelines, especially if you use them for business. Tech expert Russ Frushtick is here with some tips on how small businesses and the rest of us can prevent tech troubles and get quick repairs.
Don't skimp on cases or storage devices that protect phones, tablets, and computers, and consider insurance for repairs or replacement. Keep your software up to date and back up data either in the cloud or on actual hard drives.
What if the devices get damaged or just stop working right?
Glitchy cell phones, tablets, and computers can really hit the bottom line. The new Next Day Guarantee from Staples Tech Services keeps small businesses running smoothly with tech services delivered fast, done right, guaranteed. That means PCs brought into Staples stores by noon will be serviced by 5 p.m. the next day, or the repairs are free. Some exclusions apply. Staples Tech Services also offer mobile phone and tablet repair in select Staples stores, including cracked screens, poor batteries, broken home buttons, and more.
For more information, visit staples.com/tech services.
How long does your tax refund last? On average, Americans say their tax refunds are gone within 15 weeks. And those filing this year expect their refund to be gone in just 8 weeks if they decide to spend it. That's according to a tax time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. Instead of blowing your tax refund and having refund regrets, put your tax refund towards something special you can use every day, like Straight Talk Wireless service and a new phone. Because you're not just getting text, talk, and data for less, you're also giving yourself the gift of conversation, connection, and cost savings. That turns refund regrets into refund rewards. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get their unlimited plan for just $45 with access to the best phones on the best networks. And there's no contracts, credit checks, or mystery fees. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. For more ways to stretch your budget, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We were talking a bit about the Scalia replacement. Number three this week on the countdown is the back and forth, the push-pull. The Republicans in the Senate say, we're not going to hear from anybody. And then Obama is kind of coy and cute. Apparently he's going to nominate a Republican governor. And so then the Republicans can't say, oh, we're going to ignore this. How are they going to do that? Which is a fairly smart chess move on the president's part, you think?
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, it depends on who the governor is, and it depends on whether it's a total political move or whether or not the people of the United States are going to have a good Supreme Court justice or one that's put there for nefarious political reasons.
Do we have any good, and the eight that are remaining, are there any really good justices?
That's a terrible thing to ask me. I guess some of them have some good in them. I think what we have to really be concerned about is the system, mm-hmm. whether or not it should be a lifetime appointment, mm-hmm. With people living.
How is that determined? Is that somebody looked at it and said it's constitutional? It's okay to have somebody in there for life. Is that how they made that decision?
I think that they would have to. They would have to re. I don't have the Constitution in front of me, and so I plead ignorant as to the details of this lifetime aspect. Uh-huh. But I think it comes down to the lifetime appointment. I think that the Supreme Court has become extremely political. They are politicians. Whether it's always been that way or not, I don't know because I haven't been around for all time. But, you know, sometimes I think maybe it's always been the way we think it is just now. But the fact is it's way too political, and it comes down to legislating from the bench. You're supposed to just interpret the Constitution and understand that there's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Just put a good judge in there. But they're not doing that anymore. We've become so polarized politically the Supreme Court is just a tool of either side.
Right. And then you get Citizens United. You get the other political. You get George Bush as president instead of Al Gore. All that completely corrupt. It's just corrupt. Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to, you're talking about corruption. Look at the Teapot Dome scandal. Look back to the era in the 1870s and 80s and 90s. Corruption was rampant.
I remember I had just been starting my radio career then, and I remember talking about the Teapot Dome incident.
Right. Well, anybody who knows anything about the history of the country hopefully would know about that. But that's another problem. People and their expectations, the reason people vote the way they do, it would seem, is because they don't have a lot of education. When it comes to the system, anybody who understands the system knows the primaries are as important, if not more important, than the general election because that's where you really weed through the potential candidates.
Yeah, and it almost makes you want to go back to the smoke-filled room boss-driven.
Right, and that's what the Teapot Dome scandal was all about, the ward bosses and the city bosses and some of these guys that were, they then became the big union leaders, all that kind of stuff was from early days of political corruption. Now we have the modern days of political corruption. 21 after the hour on today and this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Michael Harrison. We're here discussing the items of interest in the world of news talk radio, fascinating things, technology. Almost every week now, Michael, there is something that's related to technology because it's such an important part of our lives. This week, the buzz is on Apple and the FBI and trying to get the that iPhone that was owned by the city of San Bernardino and being used by the killer, trying to get the information from inside it. I'm told by some technologists that this is the usual government making something out of nothing, when in fact they could pretty easily get it apart, have Apple do whatever it is and give them the information. But then the other people on the other side say, well, all the FBI is trying to do is make it so they can get into everybody's phone and Obama can listen to all of our conversations.
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of truth to everything there.
Yes, there is.
Well, yeah. I mean, we privacy, you know, the door knocking in the middle of the night, the phone knocking in the middle of the night. We're so vulnerable now to having our privacy absolutely disappear, and what kind of a world would that be if every conversation and every word were accessible to the politicians and to the state?
Mm-hmm.
If you had no privacy, I mean, go back and read George Orwell's 1984. There was a camera on every room. Mm-hmm. People would crawl to the sides of the room. They would find dead spots in their homes where they could talk to each other maybe and not have the camera see them. How different is that than now?
Was that Orwell's book? Which one was it? Had all pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. Was that
animal?
1984? Well, that was the
Animal Farm.
Animal Farm. Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense because it was pigs.
1984. 1984 really is amazing to read now.
Mm-hmm.
Endless war, never knowing who the good guys are, the bad guys.
Right.
But this constant observation,
hello, welcome to 2016.
You know, but the constant observation by the government, but we don't even have the constant observation of the government. We have the constant observation now of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When you say technology is important, that's the understatement of all time. I mean, technology is changing our lives. It's changing how we're wired. It's changing our minds. It's changing how we operate as a species. We are evolving into something else. And this combination of biology and technology is changing what we are, who we are, and how we operate as a species. So this is the most important thing of everything going on right now, is how technology is changing our wiring, our nervous systems, our sociology, our politics. And it comes down to the word privacy. Privacy is gone, and I don't know how you can get it back. And without privacy, you cannot have freedom. There cannot be freedom if there's no privacy.
So you're saying our days as a free society are over?
On a certain level, yes.
Mm-hmm.
On a certain level, yes.
I agree with you.
We have to use ingenuity, intelligence, creative thinking, and diligence and vigilance to avoid it going in the worst possible direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really, I don't like the word fear or scary or any of those things, but it's frustrating. Maybe that's the best way. When you, in another part of my life, I'm a family farmer, and the government's just into everything. And people in small businesses tell me the same thing all around the country all the time. Whenever there's a discussion of businesses, people are just fed up with the government sticking their nose into everything. And what do they think they're producing by doing this? I mean, they're just slowing everything down in an era when we need to have more going, ramping up, because you got a big, huge debt that has to be paid off. You just wonder how people are thinking, and what really is it simpler than we think, and they really do want to take over and make this a socialist sort of communist paradise. Who knows? We'll pause as Michael and I continue with another half hour of conversation. The Oscar is up next here on this week's Talk Radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's 33 past the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. If you go to the talkers.com website, you will see prominently featured the weekly podcast called Up Close and Far Out. This week, Michael interviews Don Imus, who's been on the radio for a long time. He is an icon. Most people know when you say Imus, you know who he's talking about. That is, when Michael, anybody who's talking about Imus, know who he is. So what'd you get out of him? What do you think is the most interesting part of your conversation with him?
There's a lot of interesting parts about the conversation, and I encourage anybody who's listening who enjoys radio to check it out. It's one of my favorite of all the podcasts of the Up Close and Far Out series. But he talks 9 years later about the Rutgers women's basketball controversy, and where he called them nappy-headed hoes and wound up losing his job at CBS and on NBC's MSNBC. He lost two big jobs as a result of that and was the national bad boy for a while, and then he got picked up by Citadel Broadcasting, which became Cumulus Broadcasting, and he's been there ever since.
But he's been a bad boy off and on for most of his career. Mm-hmm. That's how he got started in Cleveland. Yeah. As a bad boy.
But basically he says in this, and I don't want to give too much of it away because he really reveals a lot about himself. He says that he regrets that he attacked those girls, and that ever since then he has learned that if you want to be a satirist, if you want to attack people, if you want to insult people, you better insult people or make fun of people. That was the word he used. He didn't use insult. If you want to make fun of people, you should make fun of people who deserve to have to be made fun of, as opposed to people that are innocent. And it changed him in that regard, because he used to make fun of everybody. He was brutally cruel.
Yeah, he was
on the air.
Really mean. Mean-spirited. Yeah.
So he said he learned a lesson about that. But it's interesting. He's a funny guy. On one level, he's a nasty guy.
Yeah.
On another level, he's a humanitarian.
Yeah.
He's worked on behalf of children, supporting children with cancer. So he's a complicated personality, very difficult to interview. And
how so?
He's not somebody that necessarily isn't play ball. He's not cordial.
So he was nasty to you.
No, he wasn't nasty to me at all. He was quite respectful of me.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
As well he ought to be.
If he was nasty, I'd be nasty back, or I wouldn't run the damn thing.
I mean, another way of putting it. Yeah.
You know, but no, he was nice. He was as nice to me as Imus can be.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't like, oh, Michael, how are you? It's so nice to talk. No, no.
No.
You know, so, that's what he... You know, we gave him the Humanitarian of the Year Award. Not the human, not that would scratch that. We gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is going to be presented at the convention in May.
Right. Yep.
And he says he's not going to come for the Idiotic Award.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Idiotic Award.
I said, why not? He said, well, I'm flattered. I'm happy I got it, but I just don't want to go. I don't want to sit down and have to make a speech.
What a lazy. I don't know. This is just being that way to be that way. Some people really are that way.
Mm-hmm.
And why it is, the next question is, because maybe there are so many different types of people in the world, there's an audience for that. People like that sort of thing. It's never been my cup of tea. I've run across him. He's actually said some nice things about me on the air. And I don't have anything bad to say about him. I just don't get what makes people want to listen to that. Is it a reflection of their own lives? My life is miserable, so I want to listen to somebody who sounds like he's having a miserable life, too?
I don't know. Don Rickles made a great career out of that. There was a fellow before Rickles named Jack E. Leonard. You may remember him when you were a kid.
Yes, the big mouth, big white... Wide teeth,
yeah. And he was an insult artist, and then of course there was Howard Stern, there's Imus on the radio, and now you got Donald Trump, who has turned politics into an insult reality show. And look at their ratings; people are loving watching politics as theater, and the media is eating it up.
What does Imus think? I know he likes Trump; they're friends, but what does he think of his chances?
He thinks Trump is going to be elected president.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that he might be.
Not necessarily, it might go that way,
but you know, you look around and you see how the public is so. And I wonder if you talk to him about that, does he feel like he's a barometer of what's going on? Does he feel like he has a sense of the pulse of the people who listen to him? Does he pay attention?
No, he would. I didn't ask him that, but he would answer like, "I don't care about that. I don't worry about what people think." He likes Trump because Trump was able to get an ice skating rink built real fast in Central Park in 6 weeks that the city couldn't get done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he gets things done.
He respects that.
And when I brought up the topic that I think Trump is sort of a shock jock in the political world, he had no idea what I was talking about.
Really? Does he
no
see
idea.
Himself
he
as
is.
That? Does I just reflect on himself that way?
He did not get it at all. He said he was stymied.
Really?
I said, how do you, as a guy that's been called a shock jock and an insult artist and a guy that's been doing this for years, how do you feel when Trump uses your techniques in the political debates and in the political arena? And he didn't know what I was talking about. He says, no, Trump is a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't buy into the fact that Trump was on Apprentice and all that. He says that's just a byproduct of this guy's a successful businessman. He's able to get people to put his name on buildings he doesn't even own.
Imus
buys into the idea that because Trump is a successful businessman, he would be a successful president.
And you don't buy into that?
I personally, no, I don't buy into that at all.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Mm. No, I find it interesting to get these various perspectives. This is what a good conversation, in my estimation, my pejorative is, that the conversations that we have on the air that are entertaining are ones that bring in all sides, all kinds of people, every possible thought you could register on the Richter scale, and throw them all together. And you've got something. Doesn't have to be a wrestling match. It just has to be an idea fest. And some people have wonderful, fun ideas. Some of the people listen to these programs. You know as well as I do. Some of these podcasts now that are coming around, that are on the same channel with you at Podcast One. Some of these people never have had radio experience before, but they have interesting things to say, or their car wrecks, or whatever it is. I think about the people that. At Podcast One, you're the most sane person there.
Yeah, I'm the Walter Cronkite.
Yes,
Podcast One.
Yes, you are, Michael. That's very true. All right, so we'll pause for a moment. Then I want to talk with you about the Oscar boycott or the Oscars. By the time we get to the end of the weekend, it would be a lot of things. I'm betting that next week at this time we'll be talking about Chris Rock and what he's had to say or what he's preparing to say or what he would have said at that point in time about the problems that black people have in the entertainment world. And is that really real? And is it something that we talk about with respect on talk radio, or is it not something that we... Is there a different slant on it when the host of the radio program is Al Sharpton than if the host of the radio program is Doug Steffen or Michael Harrison? Let's delve into that in a matter of moments here. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
How long does your tax refund last? On average, Americans say their tax refunds are gone within 15 weeks. And those filing this year expect their refund to be gone in just 8 weeks if they decide to spend it. That's according to a tax time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. Instead of blowing your tax refund and having refund regrets, put your tax refund towards something special you can use every day, like Straight Talk Wireless service and a new phone. Because you're not just getting text, talk, and data for less, you're also giving yourself the gift of conversation, connection, and cost savings. That turns refund regrets into refund rewards. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get their unlimited plan for just $45, with access to the best phones on the best networks. And there's no contracts, credit checks, or mystery fees. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. For more ways to stretch your budget, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. And in clinical studies with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Six past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Oscars. Time we get to the end of the weekend, we'll know who the winners are, but for sure there will be no black winners because there were no black nominees, and that became a big thing on a lot of the programs hosted by the likes of guys like Al Sharpton, who want to have a boycott. And I frankly am one who believes in boycotts. I believe in protests. I believe in anarchy. I believe in shutting the system down. But I'd like to think there was a good reason for it, and I'm not sure this is a good reason. I mean, when you look around at the entertainment world, Michael, there are lots of music awards that bring the black people in a disproportionate number to whites. So, as somebody put it on my program, it's a head-scratcher. But this is something that has gotten a lot of attention on the air, some of it positive, some of it negative. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, it gets a lot of attention because it's easy to deal with. It's colorful and it's confrontational and it's sensational. So it gets a lot of attention, but it's a head scratcher. Whoever said it's a head scratcher, you know, I second that emotion. Claims of bias in show business and sports and areas like that, where it really is to a large part on merit. And there is bias in politics in all of these awards. I mean, not just black people. White people have been screwed for years in the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
It's a political thing. It's very political. So sometimes it overlaps, and suddenly there may not be black people getting their fair share. So it looks like it's because they're black. It really isn't necessarily that. It's because of a whole other set of corruption and unfair aspects to these things.
So, yeah, another organization that's corrupt.
Yeah, but the Oscars is private. It's a private industry thing. It's not government. It's not the church. It's not. It's, you know, come on, grow up. Anything that's private will have its own set of politics and its own set of popularity contests. And, you know.
But you see, people think differently. They sort of, because of the way the news media is these days, and then the support media like the talk radio media, we tend to make things pretty clear. There's not a gray line between what people think is right and wrong, what's black and white, what's up and down, rich and poor, all of those things. There are no blurry lines, and yet it's all blurred. There seems to be distinct, like, you know where some hosts are in terms of some issues, and you know what other hosts are in terms of some of the issues. Like with me, my issue is the agricultural demise in our country, the family farmer, and there were things happening this week that made tremendous impact on my radio program having to do with your food choices. And I'm wondering out loud why nobody is asking the candidates about this dark bill that's gone before the Senate that will prohibit all the states, taking away the rights of the states to label food so you know where it comes from or whether it's got GMO content or not. That's become, yet there are no candidates. This is the most important thing, I think, for people in this country is to be able to choose the food that they want. When you take that away from them, you will see dancing in the street, or not dancing. You'll see all kinds of upset, discord, protest, because this is something that's really important to us. So you can say, you know, are the Oscars that important to be protesting?
Yeah.
It's a way
but
to
the Oscars are more entertaining than government regulations about food.
Yeah.
Here's what it comes down to. Our priorities are screwed up. What we talk about, what we worry about, and more importantly, what the news covers as front page news, secondary news, tertiary news, is out of sync with reality and what is truly important. We concern ourselves and we become emotionally involved with, we meaning people, with issues that are not necessarily in the proper order of importance to our lives.
Mm-hmm. Important to our lives. But your life is different than my life. So it's important
to me. Yeah, but we have certain things in common. We're eating food. We're breathing the same air.
Yes.
We drink the same water. We live on the same planet. Mm-hmm. We drive on the same roads. We you know, are made of the same DNA. We're related. We're connected.
Thank you, Deepak Chopra. We are. That's what his new book is all about, how we are all from, I'll tell you the fascinating story. We don't have time to tell it now about what NASA is doing next, sending a robotic spaceship up out to Mars to get onto a piece of graphite, an old asteroid. Man, is that fascinating. I'd love to talk about that. But boys and girls, we're out of time on the Countdown with Michael Harrison.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's keep moving here with the Stephen J.J. Wiseman lawyer, college professor, somebody who's an expert on scams, identity theft, and whenever there's a question that comes up, legalese, when it comes to the items that are on the countdown each week, I'd like to get to Stephen's expertise and his opinion about things. So we could start with the number two issue this week, Stephen, the Apple FBI thing. I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one on the radio. Have a lot of opinions about this. It's, to me, this is much ado about nothing, because it would seem to me if the FBI didn't have skullduggerous intentions, they could say to Apple, okay, please open this up. Please give us the contents and have a nice day. But no, they want to seemingly have control over everybody's iPhone, using this as a way to wedge their way in. Am I on solid ground?
I don't think so. I think you had it right at the initial statement, because what the FBI, this is, I got to say, the FBI has a rather checkered history, but frankly, the present director, James Comey, is cut from a different cloth, and he's pretty good as far as respecting rights and not abusing that agency, which has been abused and used to abuse citizens for so many years. And in fact, what he did say was just pretty much what you're saying, is don't give us the code. All we have a search warrant. We have a statute that goes back to the 1700s, but still applies, where we can compel your cooperation. Don't tell us anything. Just unlock this phone and give. And actually, it's just even unlocking the phone so that the FBI can then apply its software to try and break the password without taking the risk of having the information destroyed if you put in the wrong password right away. So they're really trying very hard not to respond to that thing, the argument that we're trying to spy on everyone and we want that kind of power. So I think ultimately they will be successful in the courts. And I think it's a legitimate thing here to get this kind of limited information, the same as with a search warrant of a phone company. But this whole larger issue about encryption and privacy is one that needs to be dealt with. And frankly, Comey testifying this week said to Congress, you need to put some laws into effect that can balance out people's rights of privacy with the rights of legitimate limited law enforcement.
Anybody listening?
I don't know.
there's another issue that sort of I want to slide into from where we are here, the so-called DARK Act, which is something that was introduced in the Senate. The House has voted it. Basically curbs all states from being able to identify whether there are GMOs on their labels in the food that they're selling.
Yeah.
It shows you the power, the huge power and influence of the huge agribusinesses and the drill from Monsanto and Dow and DuPont, all these people, because that's all this serves. It doesn't serve the public. It doesn't give...
Absolutely. This is just another shining example of what happened in the Citizens United
right.
case,
yep.
Whereby you can buy, the best government money can buy, and not only do you buy it, but you can cover up where the money's coming from far as influence. It's an abomination, this law. It is so anti-consumer, and it's another example where some states have been acting responsibly, and then they attempt to get usurped by a federal government that's been bought off by big interests. It's just a horrible, horrible thing.
It really is outrageous. And this is the kind of stuff. See, I'm a protester. I don't want to protest. I don't give a damn about the Oscars and whether they're black people. But there's nothing that's life-saving or threatening about that. But there are plenty of other things that we ought to all get together on, no matter what, because there are universal things that are just plain wrong.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because my wife and I had that very discussion this morning when we were criticizing so much of the media focusing on the issue of racial bias in the Oscars. And there may be something there, there may not.
Right.
But the fact that it gets that kind of attention when there are so many more critical, important things that we should be talking about, I think is a bad commentary on mainstream media.
Well, it tells you also how people's priorities have been so distorted by using all of the media that is in front of us, the news media, social media, the other kinds of media that become a part of what we're exposed to by using these devices. They've taken away the ability of people to think or reason through things, because you don't have to. Everything's right in front of you. Hit a button, you got this information, that information. So people are not rallied around to the cause. But when you tell them they can't eat something, that's when the revolution begins, I think, anyway. All right, revolutionary lawyer Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.